You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It is a historic moment here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I'll be tweeting out a picture momentarily. But what you need to know right now is that apparently this first segment is buzzing throughout the building. All of the salespeople have lined up outside of our studio. It was, I'd say, 30 deep right there. And right now it is time. Unleash the beast. You got a picture of Kevin Jones on. Somebody's tweeting out Kevin Jones, free KJ. But we've got one of the men right now. A lot of tweets coming in from inside the building right now. Jones called down the thunder, and now he's got it. Hashtag average sales guy, says Josh Young. And we're here with the man who has stepped up, who has said, I am the leader of the sales force. And he is the leader in the stats that matter, folks, in terms of bringing in the bacon. He is Mike Judge. You can follow him on Twitter, at MikeJudge1027, at MikeJudge1027. And by the way, just hit him up if you need Browns tickets as well. The guy's phenomenal. That's why they call him the Judge. And he started the hashtag Jones versus Judge. Mike Judge, welcome to CBD.
Great to be here. Thanks for having
Hold on. My bad. There you go. All right, come closer to the mic. Come on back in. Mike Judge.
Hey, great to be with you guys. Thanks for having me.
On Wednesday, a new segment dawned. This segment was dubbed Hump Day with KJ. And it's a short-lived segment. We don't know if it'll ever happen again. But in that segment, he called out a lot of people, including the entire sales department, where he called you guys
the average sales guy.
What was the sentiment? What was going on in the sales department at the time when you guys caught wind of this?
Well, you know, I mean, Wednesday was a pretty busy day, so we didn't catch wind of it until late. And when we heard it, you know, I would say, you know, as I look out here, there's about 20, 25 of us. I wouldn't call us all average. I think we're a little bit more than that.
Well, and I think what I think about it, too, that's important to me, that as I've gotten to be here and know the sales department, and I really like it, it's a diverse group. And so to say average sales guy, I think really defames the differences. And, you know, I want to celebrate the differences amongst that department.
Oh, absolutely. I think you got a group here that is very versatile, very unique, to say the least. I think that average is the term that I would least think about using.
I think you guys are extraordinary, quite frankly, if we're really going to get down to the brass tacks of it.
And you have to be to do the job that you guys do and to succeed the way you guys do. And I know for Nathan and I, as we're grabbing lunch or leaving the show, the bell continually rings here, you know, throughout Berea.
Well, you know, we're fortunate. I mean, it's a great spot to be, and Browns fans love their team, and it's a lot of fun. So I think that's a big part of it as well. We're in a great market, and I grew up in Cleveland like a lot of my fellow average sales guys and gals. So, you know, we get it. We're tough. We know how to handle things. So I would definitely say average is definitely not the term to use.
So clearly, I mean, I've seen calisthenics. I it seems that a training regimen has already started. And by the way, the sales group passes around the big gold belt once held by the great nature boy Ric Flair. Woo! And you were the first person to ever have that big gold belt there. So you, Judge, I think it's no surprise to me that you are the one who has emerged here to get inside the ring here and take on Kevin Jones. What do you think? How would you respond? And we're going to hear from it. Let's not respond just yet. We're going to hear the tape right now from Kevin Jones.
Man, I'm a city guy.
You don't like to get in the gym and clang and bang and clang.
I have natural man strength. I may not look strong, but you put me one-on-one in a fight. I mean, not against Wilhelm, a former linebacker, but an average sales guy and me in a boxing ring, I would take them down.
Sales guy?
Just one of these average guys. I could take them down.
No, I think Brett Celek would whip.
Wow, just one of these average guys.
Yeah, I would definitely tell you guys.
I mean, how does, like, hearing it back, now that you've heard it, I mean, what is that? What's the emotion? What's going on in the head of Mike Judge right now?
Well, you know, I'm thinking about me and my colleagues. I look out the
keep you in the mic over here.
Sorry, guys.
He's getting very excited. He's looking excited to the support outside.
Who's the new guy?
I mean, these guys are getting really excited. We're fired up.
You know? You guys know who Kevin Jones is, of course, and 22-year-old young man, you know, fresh
not even from Cleveland, by the way.
Right, not even from Cleveland, fresh out of college, you know, coming here you know, did an amazing job writing throughout the season, replacing a lot of Vic Carucci's articles. But I think his confidence has grown extremely high, and was talking out of his you-know-what yesterday when he thought it was a candid conversation with maybe two of his buddies and Nathan and myself, not knowing there's a microphone in front of us and that everybody would be listening.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we like Kevin. We've met him, obviously, when he came here back, I think, sometime in the spring. But, you know, you got to learn something, and it's that the sales guys are not going to put up with this. We're excited. And as you can see by the hashtag that I sent out earlier to Nathan here.
Judge versus Jones.
Yeah, I think we're going to get that trending a little bit. And
yeah, we are.
See how that goes.
I'm trying. I put it out there. JVJ. You know, when you think about what this team and what this what it means for you guys to know that, you know, the power of the pen is mighty. And some say mightier than the power of the sword, but I don't think so. I think, first of all, the power of the almighty dollar, pretty important. And I think when you have a group of guys like you, I think it's interesting. So where do you – let's – you do you believe that you have natural man strength, or do you work on your physique? Do you like to get out there and get in the mix?
Well, you know, I do enjoy to do a couple things outside. I'm not going to say I have natural man strength by any means, you know.
But you feel confident headed into this.
Absolutely. And plus I got 25 other people right behind
it's
me.
It's a quiet confidence.
And can
it's
we also
be like
too,
a lumberjack match.
Yeah, it is. And can we also, too, that just by looking at Kevin Jones, he doesn't assume that he has natural man strength either.
But he's got the confidence in it. That's interesting.
Well, like, played, Will.
There's old man strength out
well,
there
know,
as well.
Yeah. Confidence is always important, especially in the average sales guy world.
It is. You know? Right. That's the key to your business.
I think that we definitely have a little bit more confidence there. And then I know a lot of these guys, you know, they're always working out and stuff. Me, sadly, you know, I like to go home and maybe enjoy a nice cigar or something
but
like that.
But that's how you guys keep your edge, though. Yeah. I mean, you guys have to keep your edge somehow in the sales, you know, beating the phones and doing what you guys do each and every day. You have to do something to get that release and keep your edge. Yours is a cigar. Other guys is the workout. So I think you guys have, of course, strength in numbers, whereas this all started with – Andrew Gribble and Kevin Jones,
it did,
kind of
it
like
just, it morphed,
you know,
though.
Who's who, you know, who has the higher hand. It was about two people, and now it's become about the entire office.
It's amazing, and Twitter is loving it. At Buckeye Nick 7 says, I know Judge, he's tough. At Mr. Kevin Jones is going down.
And guys, this could be a moneymaker for this organization.
I think this could.
Jim Yerson tweets at us and says, how much are tickets going up?
I think he's probably trying to ask the judge really about real ticket prices. I think he's concerned about that. But
in
my opinion, he's trying to get front row for what's going on.
Yeah, let's reach out to Mark Klang. Mark Klang, an amazing ticket.
Judge versus Jones. If I renew my season ticket package, do I get tickets to this VIP event? That's what Jim really wants.
And let's just take this one step further. So, Judge, as you see this going down, we've heard like giant boxing gloves. We've heard sumo suits. We've heard an eight. You know, category events taking place, jousting,
inflatable joust.
Golf cart jousting as well. What do you think? Oh, and by the way, let me just throw out. Thank you at RevGem36. A great idea. Have the ring, Kevin Jones's rotation of girls be the ring girls, the ring card girls. I think that's a great idea.
That is a great idea.
Great idea.
We don't know what exactly they look like. He says he's got a rotation. This could be a AAA rotation.
Listen,
not a major league
it's
rotation.
Still a great idea because it'll either he could end up winning in front of his ladies, which could lead to a great moment.
Or they're going to carry him out of the ring.
Or after the judge stands dominant, I think that it could be they will have to nurse him back to health. Now, Judge, what would you call? What are you going to call your finishing move here when you end this with KJ? Do you have a finishing move in mind?
No, not at this point. I think it's going to be kind of something I come up with on the fly. I'm confident in my abilities as one of the average guys around here to take care of things. But, you know, at the end of the day,
call it the gavel.
The gavel.
Oh, the gavel.
The gavel.
Oh, the gavel. I do. Good. That Wilhelm. Very strong.
I watched
wrestling
back in the day.
All right, Judge, one other thing I want to let everybody know about before you get out of here, and that is that you are part of a very elite organization in this city. And in my mind, you know, when you guys get together, and we'll have to set up a date for this for the Judge versus Jones, but in my mind, and by the way, at GI George just says, is Kevin Jones sick or is he hiding? He is sick. He is sick. Give me $5 on Mike Judge. Hashtag here comes the judge. The first wager is in. We'll take wagers on Twitter. Wagers will be open. We have to figure out what the loser must do, too. I think that's something
sure.
for you to ponder. Kevin Jones, if you're listening, you ponder. Kevin Jones rotation, if you're listening, you can ponder as well. You have a voice as well. You're a part of this. Talk about your club that you're a member of.
Absolutely. So we actually founded a club about a year ago. It's called the Gentleman's Cigar Club.
of Cleveland.
Yes, we meet once a month out at a local cigar shop, sometimes in one of our friends' backyard. There's about 13 of us. Nathan is actually going to come in next month, right?
Yes, in February.
Yeah, he's going to be a guest speaker with the Cigar Club.
A guest speaker, yes.
And
hope to earn an initiation. We'll see. We'll see.
Well, the board will have to talk about that.
That's
absolutely
fine.
But, yeah, it's a great time. We really enjoy it. Again, it's our kind of release from everyday life and things that go on. And
it can be followed on Twitter.
Oh, absolutely. At the GCC in CLE.
Now, could the GCC...
And by the way, they sent out the best Christmas card of the year.
Could they potentially host, like, the weigh-in between the judge and Kevin Jones?
Actually, the GCC would like to probably sponsor this.
Ooh.
Match.
I think it should be sponsored by the GCC in CLE. And I think, you know, what? If you win, this is what I want to do. If you win this whatever we put together here, big boxing glove thing, and you're standing over KJ, I can see it kind of like Ali over Frazier, you know, that famous iconic photo.
Sure.
And I'd like to make a poster of that to hang in the GCC offices.
That very well could
offices.
Be.
That could be
next year's Christmas card.
It
you have it in January.
Oh, my.
In January, you already have your Christmas card for December.
I mean, think about that.
Well, let me talk to our chairman, Steve Corey, about it. He leads the group, and, you know, we'll kind of see what we can put together here. But I think the GCC, you know, a lot of us average sales guys are a part of the GCC, so I think we'd like to, you know,
absolutely
sponsor this.
I think this is a great idea. Judge, thank you for your time. Clearly, you are becoming a fan favorite on Twitter. The people are supporting you. They want KJ back because I think people want to see where this goes. You know, nobody wants to be called average.
Sure.
I don't think. And you know, I think that it's nice that you guys have stepped up and stepped up in a classy way too. As judge, I would expect nothing less from you.
Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is Mike Judge. Again, if you need any help with Browns tickets at all, at Mike Judge 1027 on Twitter. He's going to drop the gavel on Kevin Jones. We'll see what happens right now. That's it. That's it for KJ. That's it for Judge vs. Jones for this show, unless you guys want to talk about it. And we'll get back to the Cleveland football Browns right after this on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, returns. The kid's in the house, ladies and gentlemen. Mike Judge. What keeps the planet spinning? The force from the beginning.